right.
I feel much better. It's Tuesday. I got Steve and Sherry in here from Action Realty. Been a good day talking, you know, the Chamber's good news, and now I get to talk to you two. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in.
Morning, Bill.
Great to be here.
Steve's got good numbers for us, too. I'm liking this.
Yeah, there was a little drop in the interest rates this last week, so I saw some at 6.5% now, so that's a good move.
So it's heading in the right direction.
I hope so.
Yeah, I do, too. And Sherry, you said too, this thing's starting to pick up here, which
is
good news.
Yeah, it's great news. It gets us excited just to be hopping from house to house, and that's it's a good thing.
Right. Steve, I know you mentioned something too. We've talked about this before. You mentioned the word inspections. What's this all about?
Well, it's something that started really, really got going, I would guess, 5 years ago, where people hire a home inspector. They're licensed, they have to pass classes and all that kind of stuff too, and they come in after the offer is accepted and do a thorough inspection on a home to make sure that there's not something going on here that nobody knew about.
All right.
And of course that can allow a buyer to back out at that point, mm-hmm. And they're not cheap, that can run up around $500 per inspection. Okay. But I guess I always make a comment to spend $500 to not make a $300,000 mistake is probably a pretty good investment.
Yeah, that's a pretty good investment. Now, you say this has been going on for like the past 5 or some years. Why do we need something like this? Or why did we need something like this?
I think it's just an added sense of security. Mm-hmm. You want to go in with the biggest purchase that you're going to make in a lifetime, and you want to be sure that you have all the information that you need to know about that property.
So what are they inspecting when they go in?
Basically, I tell my sellers or buyers, top to bottom, they're mm-hmm. up on the roof looking for any damage there, and they go completely through the home. They'll look at electrical, and then also they'll look at items that are also safety hazards. And of course, they'll let the buyers and sellers know that information as well.
Well, and that's changed, too, I would imagine, the safety regulations through the years, too, right?
Yeah.
Were they a little more lax about it before?
We've always kind of, it's ramped up a little bit. We always talk about GFIs. That's those outlets that have that push button in the middle of the outlet.
Right.
And those are pretty much required anywhere around sinks or water. Bathrooms, kitchens, anything outside or in the garage have to have a GFI outlet so that it trips immediately if something goes wrong.
So what do we do before that, where it was just the standard outlet out there and, water became an issue? Then I suppose you're looking at a problem, obviously.
Yeah, you never know. You certainly wouldn't want to get electrocuted or something, but, it puts a person between us and that final sale, that mm-hmm. does bore some responsibility in what they find. And another area that they go to that, we don't climb up in an attic when we list a house and look around up there, and sometimes they can find a few things up there too that need to be corrected or something. So they look at areas that we just don't probably normally look at.
And it's essential. Wouldn't you say it's essential to have that when buying or selling?
I definitely think so. I strongly encourage it. It's, mm-hmm. it's obviously up to the buyer if they want to pay for that home inspection. But, like Steve said, you could save yourself a lot of money by having that home inspection done. We try and encourage it.
So, you two, do you ever walk into a home and go, I doubt this will pass inspection? Sure in your careers that's happened before.
It does, and part of one of the reasons why we do a market analysis is also to look through the property to see if there's anything that we know is going to get flagged by the appraiser or could be a concern. So, mm-hmm. and it's at that point we bring that up to the seller so that they're fully aware.
Buying and selling, you got to go with your local realtors, folks. No other way around it. So what is your number there at Action Realty?
642-4700.
Or just drop in and see you. You're right here on Dakota Avenue. How's the golf game, Steve?
It's okay.
Yeah? Not improving? Not going the other way?
I'm not complaining. It's going all right.
Good. Any day on the course, it's like fishing.
That's correct.
Steve and Sherry from Action Realty. Great having you folks in. Get out and enjoy some of the weather now that we got some sunshine.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bill.
All right. 912 here, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.